Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. It is February 13th, and we're one day short of Valentine's Day. We're really excited to have everybody on the show this evening. We're on once a month on the Saint Germain Radio Network, and this is the Saint Germain Radio Show. If you haven't listened to the show before, we have quite an exciting lineup for you this evening. We have Brigitte, who will be doing the message and the channeling this evening. You can find out more about her and her different services. She actually has some really cool events coming up that are advertised on her website that are coming up this month. And you can find out more about that at lightbridge101.com. That amazing music you heard at the beginning of the show is from Mike. We'll be playing his heart activation sound during the Deeksha blessing when we do the first musical break this evening where I send out the Deeksha blessing to everybody. The heart activation, normally we used to have Mike play that live. We're actually going to be playing it off of a high-definition music file only because we've had some problems with the frequencies being so high that Mike brings through with his music and his work that it was actually causing some problems with Blog Talk Radio. So we'll be doing that. Of course, he will be playing some live music during the middle and towards the end of the show also. His music and the recordings of the events that him and Brigitte do are available off of his website as purchases and also downloads. You can get to that by going to www.mikesnyderc.com. And if you are, of course, listening to the music when we started the show, that's the music he does also. I am Mark Rawson, and I'll be doing the Deeksha blessing this evening. And if you want to check out my website, which I just put back up after taking a 2-year personal development journey, sabbatical, whatever you want to call it, you can check out my new website that I just updated and put back up again to find out more about me and the different services that I do. Of course, that's at www.markarawson.com. If you missed any of these links, you can get them off our radio website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, because we have so much to cover, I'm not going to take any more time right now. Brigitte, all yours.
No, thank you, Mark. You're probably turning it over to me because there's really nothing else to say. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. I'm always excited to have this once a month. And indeed, there is so much going on, so much transformation going on that it sometimes certainly keeps taking our breath away. I know January for me was a month of intense purging, and I heard many others going through that too. And this month doesn't seem much easier when it comes to emotions. Now, of course, we have Valentine's Day tomorrow. Yay! You know, it's all about love. It's all about the heart. And how often have we noticed during these times that are all about love, where love is missing, where we have thought that there was love only to find out that it was only our imagination, where we hoped for something to happen and then it didn't work out as planned. And often there's a certain expectation towards relationships, expectation towards life, expectation towards our spirituality, towards ourselves. So this is a time when it would be so easy to project our disappointments towards our partners or towards life itself, where we really should be asking ourselves, what belief systems are we hanging on to that really no longer serve us? And you've heard me talk about this so many times before, but 2018 in particular is the vibration to the master number 11. So we are looking really closely at ourselves this year. We are looking at every aspect of our life and what is working, what is not working, what is bringing up fear and what is bringing up joy, what creates comfort, what creates discomfort. And our bodies are asking for the same. Our physical body is saying, pay attention to me. I am your temper. I am going through some major changes right now. You can't underestimate all these shifts we've been going through for the last few years, all these consciousness shifts, all these different eclipses and alignments, and us constantly focusing on bringing a new consciousness into manifestation. That shift the frequency on Earth. Earth also has moved into a different place where we are being hit by certain vibrations and particles all the time. The sun flares have an effect on us. So there is an increased pressure that your body is dealing with. And your body is moving from a third dimensional carbon-based existence into a higher form of existence, into a light body, into a more expanded self. And when we continue to do things that limit this expansion, your body is going to complain. So this year is very much about paying attention to what makes our body healthier. And in a society like this country, America, where everything is about action and go, 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 it's going to be increasingly a message to you to find ways to slow down, to stop, to rest, to acknowledge that you can't always push your way through all the obstacles and through everything. It's a matter of waiting for the right time to step into action. Someone this morning sent me this beautiful picture of Saint Germain and saying something about, I think, whenever the time is right. And it's significant. We want to push forward. We so much want to be among our brethren in the higher spheres. We want to be more spiritual. We want to be more psychic, more, have more of our divine gifts available to us. And yet with all of that also comes a relationship to our physical self, a relationship that we don't always pay attention to. Even in our love relationships, we tend to forget our physical self because we compromise or we want to make it right for the other person or whatnot. But your body right now in this year will need a lot of attention, a lot of love, a lot of support, more so than in the years before. And if you've not paid attention before, now your body is really going to say, wake up, listen to me, listen, make me part of your spiritual awakening process. This is not about ascension and leaving your physical body behind. We are living in a time where the idea is to bring enlightenment to Earth, to your body, to your human self. How can we support our heart? How can we support our organs? How can we support our nervous system? We bring more energy in. We bring a higher frequency in. It needs to run through our nerves. And so often we've dealt, especially last year, a lot of us have dealt with inflammations of the body because our body was overtaxed by the frequency it was running and anchoring into the earth. So how can we support our body a little bit more? And there is really no formula, because as much as many people as there are on earth, as many different ways there are to connect with the divine, and as many different ways are there to deal with the changes that are occurring here on earth. So this is not something where I can tell you, you need to eat better, you need to sleep more, even though those are factors. But it's really for you to listen, to stop running, to pay attention, and to be a little bit kinder and gentler to your body that is doing its best to catch up with your mind and your spiritual connection. We've made strides and leaps to deepening our connection to spirit in the last few years. Tremendous progress. Now our body needs to catch up. So let's keep that in mind when we go through the shifts and changes like we experienced at that last lunar eclipse, that last full moon. It was really interesting. Leading towards it, many of us were ready and were strong. And the full moon came, it was the blue moon, we felt the lunar eclipse. We thought, oh my God, that's such an easy experience. And then the backlash hit us in the days following it, the emotional intensity, because our emotional and physical body tried to catch up with everything else. So let's pay attention. Now, Saint Germain always talks about the importance of merging love and power. Now, that is really the violet flame. You have in the violet flame, you have the dual aspect of the blue ray, which is the first ray of empowerment, and the red-pink ray, which is the third ray of love. So love transforms all if it's held in connection with your divine I'm presence in a place where the outer cannot affect it. But that's, of course, easier said than done. We, of our own human selves, can't really do this work so easily and effortlessly as our divine self does it through us. So now, in this time that we are going through, it becomes even more important to call on our divine self, to call on the greater power to work with us and through us to fortify us so that we can ignite the divine flame of love within our heart and not experience our heart being broken so much, but maintaining the vibration of love easily and effortlessly so we can nurture our own self and nurture those around us too. It is a very important time to bring and support the creative side within us through the love that gets ignited within your heart, because it's our creative side that brings through the new consciousness here on earth in a way that has not been written about before. We are truly, all of us, Rayshowers, writing a new pathway to a new consciousness, to a new language, to a new way to experience spirit. Not a way described in any of the scriptures before. We are the creators of a new scripture. We are creators of a new landscape of spirit and human form merged into oneness. So these are crucial times to nurture your creative side and to allow that feminine aspect to find its place and not push it down and not find reason why you don't have enough time for that. And that's when the time of silence comes in, the time where you open yourself up to spirit and sit in silence for that what you receive to mature so that it then can come forth into the physical world in the appropriate time. So truly momentous times, truly about loving of self, loving you first and foremost, seeing in you the beautiful divine spark that you are, the aspect of God, source, creator, all that is that you are. And if you don't, to not make yourself believe that you're all alone and that nobody loves you, but to then seek out someone who can support you through the process, who can jumpstart you to see the divine light within yourself again. This path certainly cannot be walked alone. We all need each other. And so it is about seeking out those like Mark Ross with the services that he offers, or Mike with the music that he offers, or if you connect with me, I can help us channel messages to support you in this awakening process, because sometimes it can look overwhelming. Now, for one moment, I also want to talk about the spiritual retreats we offer. If you don't know what they're all about, they're on my website at lightbridge101.com. And I can only recommend it, not because I'm selling them, because I'm hosting them and Mike is going to play the music for it, but it's really a weekend where you can nurture yourself too. And we just talked about nurturing, where it is not just about teaching and enlightenment, but it's about empowerment. It's about allowing yourself to recharge your battery so that you can go back out into life with renewed focus and forces available to you, necessary change and transformation. So if you have questions, or first look on my website or contact me, I certainly can send you the information. And it would be very, very beautiful to empower you and to enrich you too. They are taking place the end of June. The July one is pretty much booked up, August and the end of September. So check it out. Now, I'm going to hand the next part over to the double M's, to Mark and Mike. Mark doing the Diksha blessing, where you're opening yourself up to this beautiful divine energy that empowers you, that helps you release what no longer serves you, that puts you in a place of oneness. That's why it's called the oneness blessing. And then Mike is going to offer his one piece of music that's recorded, that's the third ray music, a third ray piece, which is so perfect for this time of Valentine, because it's really about touching you at the deepest part of your heart. So what I invite you to do, especially those of you who might be saddened about the relationship that they're in, or wondering if there is such a thing as true love, if there is such a thing as you ever experiencing the love that you so much yearn for and desire, I want you to go during this music piece and during the Diksha into your heart, take a few deep breaths, and just allow yourself, instead of trying to figure this out, trying to feel the sorrow and the sadness and the pain of the love that you don't have, just open yourself up to receive this blessing, to be touched by spirit in a way that is so unique to you that you cannot keep saying, I am all alone, because spirit is right there with you. And when the music is done, one of the members of the Hierarchy of Light, I don't know if it's Saint Germain, but one of the members is going to come through and will talk to you directly about the power of love. Love is everything. So we'll see what happens then, because I usually don't have any control over that. And then at some point, usually around 9 o'clock, Mark will announce the phone number one more time. And then if there are any questions, you can call in and you can ask questions. But remember, this is really not a personal session. You can ask one question, and preferably a question that might be also good for all the listeners, and that will be answered. I wish I could give you an hour, but really we can only spend a little bit of time per person. All right, so I'm going to hand it over to the double M's now. Love you guys. Greetings, my beloved children of the sun. I am Isis, and I'm with you because I set such a strong example of what it means to be in a relationship. My beloved Osiris, there were many times where we were supplying ways to bring us back together, and it wasn't always easy. And it would seem that our seeking to come back together again, against all odds, is such a beautiful and romantic story. But in reality, it's a journey within my own self. I had to go deep and seek all belief systems and all parts of myself that hindered me in reconnecting with that one man that completed me. And he also was only a symbol for my own masculine side, my own connection between my divine I am presence and my human self, my masculine side and my feminine side. I truly had to embody the Ankh as a pre-stage of the equal armed cross. The Ankh, a giver of life, allows to complete your circle by reaching out to spirit and reconnecting it with the spiritual self within your own inner heart, to remember that you are already complete, that you're not born into duality and therefore separate from that what you love, that all is in absolute oneness and balance within you. Inner self, your divine self, seeks to experience what it is all about. You seek to learn and experience what your spiritual self is all about. And on the same token, your spiritual self is seeking to experience and learn everything it can about itself through your human physical experience. And so there is a need for you to revisit your relationship with your human self. It is indeed not keeping you in separation. It is a beautiful end result of the greatest act of love there is. In the greatest act of love, God, Source, Creator, the great spirit of all, sacrificed a part of itself by creating an illusion that this part of itself is separate from all that is. This was done out of an act of self-love, because there is no other act of true love. It has to be based on self-love. How can there be outer love if there is no self-love? If you do not love yourself, you will never be able to love someone outside of yourself. Ask yourself right now, if you experience lack of love, what does it mean to the love you have for yourself? What does that mean to the way you look at yourself and you look at your reflection? What does that mean about the way you treat your physical self? When you eat, when you dress yourself, or when you do anything in your day-to-day endeavors? pay attention. Where is the love in your day-to-day endeavors? You all have beautiful wings. You are angelic beings in human form on earth to anchor divine love here on earth. So I want you to close your eyes right now. Take a few deep breaths and allow yourself with every breath to sink deeper into your heart. When you're truly open to what your heart is telling you right now, it tells you many different stories. Stories of love experienced. It tells you stories of love lost. It tells you stories about how you can't trust love. And it tells you stories about how love must be trusted for you to reach another level of consciousness, for you to return back to your spiritual self. So there's a complexity of stories inside of your heart. And none of the stories are right or wrong. They just are. You are the one that picks the story that you want to experience in the moment of now. So in all the stories that are in your heart, based on the memories you've had in this lifetime, or maybe the memories you had in past lives, on what you witnessed in other people, other relationships, the way they played out. All those stories. Memories of your relationship with your family or loved ones. Which is the story that you want to write for yourself? That you want to tell yourself every morning when you get up? That is the story that you choose to experience out of the vastness of all that is. Now, before you make a decision, I want you to settle this in your heart. I want you to keep using your in-breath and out-breath and to just settle for a moment in your heart. Many of you carry the memory of Mary Magdalene and Jesus with you. And Mary, Jesus' mother, and the loss that came when Jesus was crucified. But do you really want that to be your story? Isn't it sad enough that they had to experience such tremendous loss? Do you want to make this your story too? Do you have to identify yourself so strongly with them that you have to carry on their codings? Or can you release that? Right now, in this moment, and allow them to have their experience without this being your experience, the experience you're afraid you're going to have, and therefore you will not commit yourself fully to any relationship. Take a deep breath and release this story out of your heart now. Thank it and allow it to float back up into the loving embrace of God's creator, all that is. Now take a moment as you settle this in your heart look at your relationship to your family. You can hang on to the loss or the judgment or the woundings, or maybe even the joy you remember that you simply cannot have anymore because the relationship has changed or one of the members of your family has transitioned. But whatever you're hanging on to from the past, do you really want this to be what binds you, what defines the love that you choose to experience? I know it hurts. I know it has given you what you believe to be a certain level of protection. But it is exact that also has kept you from the experience of a deeper love. Because the love you're yearning for, you need to be willing to step into that love as naked as you can be, hanging on to nothing, being willing to be seen as who you truly are, and no longer hiding anything. So look at your life. Look at your relationship with your family. And simply say a statement of gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for all the lessons you've taught me. Lessons of love, lessons of judgment, lessons of loneliness, out of which I was able to move into all oneness. Lessons of separation, lessons of pain and hurt and loss. Thank you. But I'm now willing to let go so the power of a greater love that I'm calling to me now, a divine love that is beyond anything I've ever experienced before. And so I am willing to let all of that, what has defined me until now, to let it go, to breathe it out, because it's time for me to step into the fullness of who I am, so that I can be the empowered, illuminated self that experiences love to the fullest extent that my human self is capable of experiencing it. Now, you might have heard also stories about your past life, going all the way back to that initial split from all that is. You've always heard the first cut is the deepest. Think of the first cut, your first relationship that is broken up. But the first cut truly is that moment when you step as an individuated self out of all that is. And again, let me remind you that on the one hand, that was the greatest sacrifice that all that is, that God, Source, Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is, agreed to do. And yet, it also was the greatest, because through you, through the individuated self, through all of you, through all of us, through every little aspect of creation, God, the Creator, the Great Spirit, can celebrate itself, can know itself to the fullest through you. So you can hang on to that initial split as something that was so horrible and something that the idea of merging back into all that is and re-experiencing the split is the greatest sacrifice that we've ever made, ever. And yet, the truth is, it was the greatest opportunity to experience love in a way you've never experienced before. Because now you can feel it. Before, when you were a part of all that is, you had no idea what love was because you were just in a state of grace. You didn't know what grace was. But now you know. In the depths and the deepest recesses of yourself, beyond a doubt, you might claim you don't know what love is, but the truth is, you know. You know. So stop talking yourself out of the truth. Stop telling yourself that love isn't real or that love is for someone else to experience. You are love. You are love in action. You are love in physical form. You are love to be shared with your own self first. Can you do that? Can you be willing to leave your past behind and step into the experience of Valentine's Day tomorrow? Truly into the experience of any day, if this you're listening to after Valentine's Day, can you be willing to step into a new day and just celebrate the love that you have for yourself? To look at everyone around you as an extension of you, giving you the opportunity to recognize where you have not given yourself enough love, or giving you the opportunity so you can say, yes, I am in a place of love. I am nurturing myself. I have given myself the love and attention that is now being reflected back to me. Remember, you are your own greatest gift of love. And by doing that, you become the gift of love to others, because your heart is going to hold a different frequency. Through loving yourself, you're shifting your frequency, and you're going to draw to you more of your divine self, part of your human self. And that's how you become whole. That's how you become that beacon that draws to you abundance, fulfillment, peace, joy, bliss, all of those things. It's by you becoming whole, becoming complete through nothing else but an awareness shift. Through nothing else. By choosing a different belief, by choosing to be whole instead of separate. Now, of course, there's a part of you that will want to convince you that that is not true, that separation is such a real experience into every aspect of your life, and that's a moment of power. That's where I come in, Isis, divine feminine master of power. It is in that power alignment with your divine I am presence that you will give this doubt to your higher self. You can even put a little ribbon around it. Give it to your higher self over and over again. It's a conscious choice that you of your own will not be able to transform and transmute all these wounds, all this pain, but your divine I Am Presence can. Your divine I Am Presence can walk with you and through you to help you walk a new path in your life. And believe me when I say, it is time for all of you to walk a new path in your life, to release what no longer serves you, to release that what has kept you limited and small, because you are nothing but greatness. And when I say greatness, it is not about you feeling superior, but it is about you feeling divine. And living in the knowing that your divinity cannot, it's not even does not, but cannot diminish the divinity within someone else. Because divinity is all-encompassing. Divinity is what ensouls every single piece of creation, every form, everything that holds life within it and that is made of form. It is divine. It is part of all that is. So you will never be able to be more or less, greater or worse. Those are all titles you give yourself. You can never fail. And on the same token, your success can never be greater than someone else's success, because it all is part of a great divine plan where all of you play a beautiful, unique instrument within the orchestra of life. And it's time for you to pick up your instrument and to play it with all your might. Tune that comes out attracts to you what is so much more in alignment with the equal armed cross that you are. You all work the same domain. You all are powerful transformers, healers, teachers, and guides. But this is about you, my dear children of the sun. This is about you awakening the sun within your own self. You go around claiming that the days are dark. But where are you looking? Where are you putting your focus? At that moment, it certainly isn't within, because it's in you. The sun will never stop shining. No matter how many layers you put around it, it will never stop shining. And the story about me talking to my father, Ra, and by knowing his magical name, I was able to get the alchemical formula to give my beloved Osiris his life back. It's only a metaphor for being able to use the divine light within that offers eternal life to everything that you put your focus on. You are a great alchemist. You all have the ability to make gold out of lead. The lead is that what you focus on is your own limitations, your own shortcomings, your own inner lack, as you bring in the light. And so I want you to reach out now, out and upward. Bring in that light from the sun. Or if you want, go beyond that sun of the solar system and go all the way as far out as the cosmic sun of this universe. But bring in that light. Breathe it in. Bring it into every part of you. Let it illuminate you. Let it empower you. And allow it to create a pathway that strengthens your connection to your divine I Am presence. If you would only take a little bit of time each day to do nothing else than fill yourself up with the ray of the sun, to call on my Father Ra, to let his consciousness bring the golden light of life-giving forces to you, you will find that you begin to transform, not feeling so sluggish, but feeling alive enough to have the strength and courage to not let life push you down, but to look beyond the darkness around you and also see the light within that darkness. So again, reach up and out and see and feel and breathe in the golden ray of the sun. That is what's your life-giving force. And as you bring this in now, and I want you to truly spend a moment to just breathe in that light, bring it into every part of you. And while you do that, we are going to listen to a piece that Mike is now playing to support this process of you breathing in the light. And as you breathe it in, allow even your consciousness to shift for a moment out of your body and to become one with the sun, to be purified, but then allow yourself to be lowered back into your heart and into your body to bring that illumination right back into you. Mike, if you can please play a piece of music now, it would be greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
does not have to weaken you or hurt you. And truth, it is what empowers you. Look at all the stars at the dark night and recognize that all these stars are your brethren, are your brothers and sisters of light. Just as you are a star upon your own self, don't let yourself be deluded by thinking that love is connected to a breaking of the heart. That breaking of the heart that you've experienced is nothing else than you asking to be taken closer to your own true self. In the breaking open of the shell, something happens where you're being transformed. You all have heard us say, out of the darkness, a new light is born. The broken heart is nothing else than you breaking open for a new light to be born, for a new love to be experienced. It is your unwillingness to let go that creates all the pain and discomfort. If you're being willing to be open to whatever is to come next, and I'm not just talking about relationships here between you and a loved one, I'm talking about any kind of relationship, any kind of situation where you are unwilling to let go out of fear that when you let go, you will not find something that can replace it. That's all coming from a place of fear, a place of needing to know. Let yourself float in the river of life and simply have trust and faith that wherever this river is taking you will be at the right place at the right time. Let go and let your divine I am present take over again and again and again. When you question where you want to live, when you question where you want to work, when you question what relationship would be the right one for you and what relationship would be the wrong one for you, all you're doing is trying to control your past. All you're doing is attaching yourself to fear. Let go of fear by reaching out to your divine I am presence to work with you and through you. Be willing to be blindfolded. I was. I never knew what would happen next. That is the true meaning of power. It's the willingness not to control, the willingness to stand naked as you can be. No control, not able to see, not knowing if your decision is the right wrong or the wrong one, but knowing that there is no right or wrong. There simply is that what brings to you the lesson that at this moment you need for your own inner knowing who you are, or the lesson that you can release now because you no longer have to experience them. Be in the moment. Be in alignment. Allow yourself to be the illuminated self that you already are. It is just a matter of your willingness to see yourself as such. Be willing to let go of the past, to no longer let the past define you, but to be the artist that paints the beautiful painting of life every morning in you, every moment in you if necessary. Take your power back as the co-creators that you are. You are not a victim of outer circumstances. You hold within you the ability to bring heaven on earth. But you cannot do this alone. It is only done through spirit, through your spiritual self, with you and through you. Now that I'm always watching over you, all of you are my very beloved children of the sun. All of you are very dear to me. I'm here to empower you, to empower yourself. Blessings to you. I am Isis, and I will now, if there are questions, first hand this over to Mark to give out the phone number, but the questions will be answered by my beloved brother, Saint Germain. Blessings to all of you, and it is done. Namaste.
Hi, if you'd like to call and ask questions of Saint Germain, please call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Thank you, Mark. I am ready if there's anybody calling.
Yeah, and, thank you, Saint Germain. We're going to bring Fanny from Connecticut on.
Thank you, Mark, so much.
Hello, my beloved Fanny. How are you doing today?
Filled with love, 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 love. I miss you.
But I'm always with you, and you've gone through such a transformation. Look at you. Look at you and feel good about it.
The only reason why I said I miss you, that was coming from my physicality.
Yeah.
Because at one point you mentioned something about my car, when it would be useful, it would leave, and it's left. But anyway, I want to thank Brigitte. I want to thank Mark. I want to thank Mike. Thank you so much for having this platform. And it is greatly, greatly appreciated. And Goddess Brigitte, I love you. I do have a question.
Go ahead.
Last year, I know one of my particular soul contracts was finished and completed. And to go through that, it was, I think, my hardest time that I ever went through, because I didn't have anyone around. There was all a purpose. And I was forced to confront the physicalities, emotions regarding my father and things that were, you know, from when I was a child. Yeah. And I was drawn to my second chakra. And I didn't understand the message. And then finally I stepped off the ledge and I said, all right, Dad, you know, come on, let's do this. You know, my father's passed, you know, he's with you.
Yeah.
And, I went through my second chakra, and I think through his and someplace else. The only reason why I'm asking about this instance is I know that this is going to be useful for a teaching later on, but I don't understand it fully. I don't know where I went. I know I pulled out a root. It looked like this squiggly squid. I know it was icky. And I know it was huge, because it's now manifesting all the masculine, and I keep on getting this visual of, what's his name, Linus? No, Pigpen from Peanuts. All that dust is coming up in the masculine to be healed. And I know it's being to be healed to combine with the feminine as well. But I just, if you can please just give me further knowledge regarding that whole experience.
Certainly, and it pertains to everyone listening too. Often when you're born into a family, you're taking on parents, certain blocks or certain, shall we say, lessons that they might not be able to work through in this lifetime. And so you've chosen that. You're not a victim to these situations. You've chosen that because part of the lessons are also your lessons and help you to get a deeper understanding of who you are and why you're here and your connection to all that is.
What so it was part of the ancestral line healing and not for the collective?
It always is for the collective.
Right,
everything
right.
What you do for yourself, you also do for the collective. And so this is a very beautiful way, considering that your sacral chakra is the seat of your soul. It is also where your power center is. And so by connecting both seat of the soul, you created a star portal that allowed you to bring out of the lineage, out of your heritage, out of the roots, that what needed to be healed, what needed to be released for you to move forward on your path, but also for your father to be able to move on his path forward. So this is a very beautiful way of bringing healing to a relationship, whether it's a relationship that where the partner is still there, or whether it's a relationship where one of the two has passed on. It doesn't make a difference, because there really is no time and space the way you sometimes feel there's time and space.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because it was very, very odd. I went through a...
And acknowledge that it's not so much about the story itself. It is about the fact that you pulled out a root. You pulled out what could be taken as a metaphor for something that was deeply rooted within the soul lineage that you chose to be part of by being born into this family, and by pulling it out and by still working with it and healing it and transmuting it, you're bringing healing not only to you, but to your whole lineage of your family.
Okay. Okay. Oh, wow. All right. In the last show, you mentioned about the Maltese cross. And I believe
Isis mentioned it too, yes.
Yes. And I was guided to write to purchase one. And it looks a bit different than the regular Maltese cross.
For a cross is that you want to use as a symbology is that it's equal-armed. What form it has, what design it has, also holds a meaning to the sacred geometry. So look at the cross that you have and look at the sacred geometry that is in the design of the cross that you have, and you will find that it holds a unique vibration for you, for what it is you need to find inner and outer balance in your life.
Okay, there's an amethyst right in the center.
Beautiful.
No mistakes.
That is correct. Thank you so much for connecting with me again. And now that you're only one phone call away from Brigida, so we are always with you, and our love is with you, and I'm with you always, no matter how much it sometimes appears that we are apart, we are truly not.
Much love to you and all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're bringing Helena on from New Jersey.
Hello.
Greetings, my dear. How are you doing? It's this wonderful time of Valentine's.
Yeah, wonderful tonight. So profound. Wow, you started talking about the physical things, and I'm experiencing that. My body's always so good to me, but a couple of things are going on now that are seem to be a bit scary. And then I have a question about co-creating too, please, if I may. I don't know if you want to speak about
your physical body is going through very important changes right now. Just be patient and support your body at this time a little bit more than usual. There's an intensity that can be felt by many of you light workers. And it doesn't mean that you're getting weak. It doesn't mean that you're making a mistake or that you're failing. It simply means that your body is getting ready to make a very strong leap into a whole new way of existence. And so it needs certain type of nurturing. It needs a certain type of support. You're doing very well with that. Just be patient. Keep supporting your body the way you do. And don't allow yourself, and that's a message to all of you, when your body gives in temporarily and you immediately expect the worst, don't let fear limit the transformational process you're going through. Pay attention. Support your body. Give your body the nurturing that it needs. Don't ignore your body, but also do not allow fear to be the ruling force that moves you forward through taking care of it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That is very important. It is very easy to fall into fear. Don't allow that to happen. It's not going to be long-lasting. It just needs your attention right now.
Thank you. I needed to hear that, boy. And the other thing is, I loved it about floating on the river of life. But then I'm maybe not totally clear as being a co-creator and floating down the river of life. Can you maybe expound upon that or expand upon that a bit?
As a co-creator, you need to recognize yourself as an extension of God, source, creator, all that is. And knowing that you're part of that greater self, knowing that your vision, your knowing is limited, it is important that in the alignment with your divine I'm presence, you allow yourself to be guided. Instead of wanting to focus too much on what you think you need and must have in your life, allow your divine I'm presence to guide you to where you need to be to bring yourself into a place of the greatest service that you desire to offer to humanity and Gaia, because that's what your heart desires, is to be of service.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the things around you sometimes feel like they're limiting you to do that type of service. And so allow your divine I'm presence to guide you, to take you along the river of life, to help you with how you can become most effective in service. Now, for you in particular, always focus on the one vision that you're most passionate about, and don't allow yourself to be sidetracked by fear. Fear reduces the power of manifestation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that comes in a lot with me.
Is okay. Allow the fear to come up and hand it over to your divine I'm presence. It's for all of you like this, not just you. Fear comes up, hand it over to your divine I'm presence to take care of it, to transmute it, use the violet flame on it. But this time is very much about working very closely with your greater higher self to bring about what you don't even have a knowledge of, because it's just in the higher realms. It's a divine inspiration for you now. So to bring it all the way into physical reality, you need to rely a little bit more on the divine forces of your divine I Am presence.
Oh, wonderful. Tonight was invaluable in all of this. Thank you.
Blessings to you, my dear, and it is so.
All right, and we have Hugh on from Virginia.
Thank you.
Hi, good evening and a happy Valentine's Day to everyone. I've had quite a bizarre life with a lot of negative experiences that I learned to turn them lemons into lemonade, and I do resonate with Jesus Christ, not to carry his story, but the two basic things he said is to always put God first, and secondly, to love your neighbor as yourself. I believe we do all incarnate to learn the lesson of unconditional love. As we learn it, we're supposed to be a blessing to others, especially those who can't help themselves, and there's too much focus on the material world we all came from spirit. We're going back into spirit. The material goods have absolutely no use in the spiritual realm. So that's why I say we should be focusing on not, if we make mistakes to through our choices and through co-creating. I want to touch on co-creating too, because when you have the right kind of heart to God connection, correct, you can manifest anything. And Jesus even said even greater things than what he did can be accomplished. But the focus is really to be in gratitude. I don't have the fear, and through the negative situations, some of it's pretty heavy duty. I always let go and let God when I couldn't handle it, and it always works out. Not to carry stories from the past, but to show people that I do forgive those who trespassed against me, and I carry my story only to show that there is accountability. So those people I pray for and hope that they'll come to a realization that they should make better choices in the future themselves. So I just want to touch on that. And synchronicities are a very big part in my life. I have very powerful ones from the past that I keep discovering, and also in the present.
Thank you, my friend. That was very beautiful. And all of this, I would like to point out, though, that often God is put as something separate. And now you don't do that. And now you feel very much part of God. But it is equally important to point out to everyone how much they truly are part of God, source, creator, all that is. And it is through Jesus, it is through your divine self that you create a bridge to be able to be a co-creator. You in your own will not be able to create as far as that what truly is important in your life, because you get stuck in the collective and in the limitations that the collective sometimes brings to you, human self brings to you. So it's very beautiful what you say about synchronicity, about everything being part of a divine plan. And in all of this, again, the biggest and most important message is to recognize oneself as part of God's source, creator, all that is. Don't wait for God to tell you what to do. Choose to reach out and to claim your divine self in your alignment with all that is, and bring divinity on earth and anchor it into every aspect of your life. Yes, through gratitude, through seeing the light within the darkness, through reaching out and recognizing that within every person that you meet part of your own self, because God is all that is. So everything within every part of your life is divinity. So as you recognize that, you can bring about beautiful changes, because you no longer hold that fear or that resentment or that anger, because basically, any anger towards anything around you returns to you as the anger to itself. So embrace all parts of yourself with gratitude, as you so beautifully said, and you will shift this in yourself, because that means you're grateful and loving and respectful towards your own self. And by doing so, you shift your own magnetic frequency, and you begin to attract to you most beautiful things. Thank you, sir. You said it in the most beautiful words, and we truly are in gratitude for your willingness to be in human form at this time, and for your willingness to have gone through as much darkness as you went through and brought it into a higher vibration of love and light by seeing it through instead of running away from it. Thank you, and blessings to you.
Thank you for calling in, Hugh. All right, we have Marilyn from Colorado.
Good evening, Saint Germain. Thank you.
Greetings, my dear. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you. I really appreciated what Isis said about letting go of the control. that's been a big lesson for me. And actually, I even wrote a blog post today about letting go of control. So synchronicity is perfect and just reinforces sort of the process that I've been going through. And I'm thank you. And I'm developing my business to assist others in whatever way I can bring forward through connection. And I've called it the Women's Shift Circle. And the idea is that through my own learnings and through sharing and conversation with others, that I might be able to offer some help and assistance. And I wanted to confirm with you, Saint Germain, that this is a service and that this is what I'm to do now.
It is very beautiful and right, you though, to throw out of the window the concept of that you might be able to help someone. You are able to help someone beyond a doubt. Own it. Learn from Isis one thing. Be in your power. Step in your power. Own your gifts. And yes, you are such a beautiful beacon of love and light. Of course, your work will make a difference and is already making a difference. That what you're creating is only an extension of your own self. And remember, there really is no past, present, future. There is a power of now. So everything that you're putting together now is creating waves of transformation for all.
Ah, that's really perfect. And the remuneration or the exchange of support will come as well as part of this, is what I'm hoping. Yeah.
Don't hope. Own it again. Okay. Call in your divine I am presence. Ask your divine I am presence to ensure that there is, not will be, that there is support along the way for this project to be manifested in the easiest and most effortless way.
Okay. Okay. And is the best way for me to do that is by connecting with the energy of that feeling of abundance and prosperity?
Yes. Envision it, feel it, know beyond a doubt that your work is valuable, it makes a difference, and it shall be supported.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much, Benjamin.
Thank you for your willingness to put yourself out there the way you do. I understand that it takes a lot of courage and strength to do and step out as a way show in the forefront the way all of you do, all in your unique way. Remember, there's not one way that's better or worse. All of you have gone through your darkness. All of you have transmuted darkness into love and light. All of you work with the power of synchronicity. And that makes all of you such valuable light workers and members and brothers of us, brothers and sisters in the physical realm, helping to anchor the flame of transformation here on Earth to awaken the collective to a new consciousness, to a new form of existence. And you play a beautiful and powerful role in this too. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn, for calling in. Hi, we have Diane from North Carolina, originally from New Jersey.
Hello,
hi,
my love.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing, my dear?
I'm doing great. I just want to first thank Brigitte, of course, and Mike and Mark for their dedication to this process and to me as well, particularly Brigitte, who has been so incredibly supportive over the years. And I am just incredibly grateful for that. Also, I want to say thank you to Isis coming through. I feel like she is a true soul sister to me. She allowed me to learn how to channel back in the 10-10-10 portal opening shortly thereafter. And I just wanted to say hello to her and, of course, to you. One of the things that I'd like to just bring up is something that I did actually talk with Brigitte after your last channel. I feel like with all that I've been through and everybody's story that has been shared on these channels are, you know, ring home to me. They're all very similar in a sense. We've all been through some very difficult, humbling experiences. And now being down here, away from New Jersey, away from my group that I became very fond of, I feel like I wonder if there is, if I'm doing something wrong, or if there is a true purpose to this move that I've made. I know it was my choice, and I know that I needed to reconnect with my family after my awakenings. So I know that that was important, and it's been a healing process for me and them, and it's been good. I guess what I'm trying to get at is there's a process in all this. And one of the things that I've been wondering about is there a divine plan, that there's a timing aspect to this, so that perhaps my new business, for instance, is not meant to be right at this particular moment, but in this perfect divine timing. So, you know, I guess, again,
To shorten it, the answer is yes. It's that whole synchronicity part. And that's why it's so important for all of you to connect with your divine I Am presence right now, because you can so easily become frustrated or disappointed or disillusioned, thinking that you're failing or you're not doing enough or this is wrong or this is right or what, all these things that are going through your mind. But remember, you're part of a collective. You were not able to awaken in the last 5 years the way you have been if it wasn't for the shift that was going through the collective consciousness to make it possible. So a lot of what everyone is going through, because you're deeply desiring to become more psychic, more open, more spiritually connected, is not because you're not ready to connect or to do this. It's because part of your agreement was to go through certain necessary shifts and changes with the collective. I've said it to many of you. This is not about your personal individual ascension. This is about the ascension of a whole planet. You've already gone through an ascension process. You know it works. And that actually at times backfires for you in this lifetime, because you become frustrated with your own self, knowing that it should be differently, and seeing that certain things are slowing down unnecessarily. And yet it is maybe unnecessary for you, but it is necessary for what is going on a collective level. What we needed you to do is release a lot of the things that held you back, that kept you in a position. Now, at this point, you're in a position where you're flexible and ready to be able to go any place at any time. This is important. You don't know yet why this is important. That's where your alignment with your divine I Am presence needs to stay in place. And something doesn't work out, it's not because you did something wrong, or it's not because you're not moving in the right direction. It simply is not the right place or the right time. I still invite you to keep looking. It's okay. You will know at the right time when everything is falling into place. Don't go, don't become frustrated. And the same with that business idea. Keep on working on it. Things are falling into place. But don't become frustrated when things slow down, because there will be a time when things are going to speed up again. Everything has a rhythm, an ebb and flow, an in-breath and out-breath. And it has a lot to do with the collective. It has a lot to do with your divine I Am presence knowing already where you need to be. But how much time for you to get there depends on a lot of variables that change and shift constantly. So we cannot tell you when, we cannot tell you how soon, but we can tell you for right now, you're at the right place where you need to be.
Thank you for calling, Diane. All right, Saint Germain, we're all set.
Thank you. Blessings to all of you. And it is so. Namaste. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Sanctimain Radio Show. It's always a pleasure. Always just wonderful to connect with all of you. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mike. Music was beautiful.
Yeah, great show.
Thank you all.
Yeah, wonderful show.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Peace out.
Good night.